I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Friday, baby. You better get on down with it. It's Friday, my darlings. Did you enjoy your day today? Y'all know it's French Toast Friday. We always have French toast on Fridays. And why did I not get served my French toast on today? I don't know. Listen, somebody's going to get fired in the kitchen. You know what I'm saying? Somebody's going to get fired. I don't know why I didn't get my French toast. What is wrong with these people? And guess what? They didn't even fry me up no French fries. You know, I would have been cool with just some French fries, my French toast and my French fries. But guess what? I didn't get neither one. So I don't know what's wrong. I don't know what's wrong with these people up in here. But listen, got a really super bad show for you on today. Broadcasting live from the wet, windy city. Y'all know it rained all day today. It rained all day tonight. Yes, it did. It is 40 degrees. Still raining tonight. Still raining. You know, it is March the 8th, 2024, 6:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone. At 7:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say up in here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push on up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my home team. Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West, after the UK and Germany. And my honorary member in India. Listen, it's big love to you by Gumba Rum.com. Listen. There's two different flavors that do shit. You can get Gumba Gold, and you can get Gumba Silver. Listen, the CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Y'all know he's the hardest working retired man. He's still in Florida. He's not in Washington. He's pushing Gumba Rum. Up in Florida, let's get your free taste on over the weekend if you are in Florida. All right, now, listen, let me tell y'all something. Listen. The Fierce Female Network is now streaming on Simply Me TV. Simply Me TV is now streaming as of last week. We started streaming on Simply Me TV. So listen, if you do have your music video prepared and you want your music video to be seen on Simply Me TV, yes, shoot me an email, fiercefemales@gmail.com. Listen, before I get into the music, I want you guys to get down on here and do this. Use the keyword Fierce Female on Facebook when the page comes up. Give it a like and a follow, and I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Come on, Internet, do your thing up in here. Yes, we are being heard all over the world, my darlings. Yes, we are. We do. Listen, we got so many different places that listen in to us. You guys know that right now Germany is listening. They are the number one country that's listening in is Germany. Excuse me. And right behind Germany is the USA. They're coming in right behind Germany. And then there's a lot of countries that's listening in, small numbers. Excuse me. And then we have New Zealand and Canada. There's Algeria, I think it is, Algeria. There's a lot of different countries that's listening in, and I think it's just so fantastic and fabulous. I really do appreciate you guys for listening in. They got some great music that's coming up your way. But before I get to that, you know, I got to tell you something. Have you guys noticed there's a lot of recalls, a lot of food recalls? What is going on? What is going on with the food? What is going on? Is the FDA falling asleep on the job? You know what I'm saying? The people that they hired, I think they got some people in there that they didn't read their job description. That's what it is. They did not read their job description. They've got some people in the FDA that did not read their job description. I don't know how they got hired, but listen, you guys. The Food and Drug Administration, you need to start all over again. I keep seeing all these different things where there's recalls, and I know you guys have seen it. You guys have seen that everything that's out there is getting recalled. Listen, do we have to start our breakfast off by taking a list at the recall list? I don't want to be sitting down to breakfast, and I'm about to, you know, take a bite off my scrambled eggs. But before I take my bite, I got to go down the list and see if my eggs are on the recall list for the day. But, you know, what is that? So, listen, I saw this, and I know you guys may have seen it, or maybe you didn't see it. But listen. Sausage recall after finding pieces of rubber. Rubber, listen, I'm not trying to chew gum and eat sausage at the same time. You know, even though I don't eat meat, y'all know I don't eat sausage. Well, not the edible kind. Now, let me move on here. Y'all know I be turned up all the time past 100. Listen. What is rubber doing in sausage? Now, listen, are you trying to give us some chewing gum in the sausage as well? I'm not trying to chew no gum and eat breakfast sausage at the same time. It doesn't work like that. It does not work like that. And, listen, I don't think you want to eat any gummy bears in your sausage as well. You know, sometimes gummy bears resembles, like rubber, but you don't want to be doing that. So, listen, it says here, sausage recall after pieces of rubber are found in the sausage. Denmark, Wisconsin-based cooked sausages producer is recalling about 35,000 pounds of turkey sausage over concerns they may be contaminated with pieces of rubber. The Food Safety and Inspection Service has said that there is an alert that was issued yesterday. The federal agency announced that Sam Partners, which describes itself as the market leader in cooked-in-packaged sausage and hot dogs, was recalling batches of 12-ounce Johnsonville Polish turkey sausage. And that's a great company, Johnsonville. That's a really huge company. A lot of people buy Johnsonville products. You know what I'm saying? Johnsonville products. So listen, you can on the link if you want to continue reading the story about the rubber in the sausage. You know, I'm not trying to play basketball with my sausage. Listen, I think they're trying to solve two things at one time. Listen, I believe, I'm speaking for the American people. When we eat our food, we want to eat our food. We're not trying to play basketball and eat the sausage at the same time. You know, your basketball is made out of rubber, right? So we ain't trying to combine the two. Listen, I know everybody is busy these days. Everybody is busy these days, and everybody is multitasking and doing two or three different things at one time. But eating our food and doing something else, that ain't one of the things we're trying to multitask. We're not trying to eat our sausage and play basketball and football at the same time. I don't think so. I think not. Now, listen. There's a lot of different recalls. I'm going to get to the music in one moment. This really caught my attention. There was something, there was a recall on cinnamon, if you guys don't know. And I use my cinnamon. I sprinkle cinnamon in my coffee pretty much every morning. So, listen, I saw something about cinnamon. There is some type of contamination laced in the cinnamon. I'm like, what the Sam Hill? There's a lot that's going on. So, listen, I think it was lead. It was lead that was in. They found some pieces, traces of lead in the cinnamon. That's what it was, traces of lead in the cinnamon. Not only that, listen, I got some more interesting facts for you. I'm going to come back to the food thing in just a moment. So, listen, y'all be careful when you buy your food. I think we're going to have to start doing our own gardening. You know what I'm saying? Or either that, you're going to have to go down to the farmer's market and purchase your food. Are we going back to that? Listen, I'd rather just go see the Amish people. You know what? Now, if I want to make sure my food is 100% safe, I'm going to drive up to Indiana. Now, listen, this is just a plan. I'm going to drive all the way up to Indiana because, you know, there's a Amish community up in Indiana. And I bet you, gosh darn it, their food is safe. You ain't going to find no particles or no kind of rust, no kind of contamination in the Amish community food. No, you're not, because they do all their things there. So listen. I saw this. You guys might have seen this on the Internet as a news source. Now, this news source is Indy 100. And I don't know if that's a really great, trusted news source, but I found it interesting. Human beings could become extinct unless we change sex as we know it. Did y'all hear that? How we going to change our sex? What they saying? Let me get down to the skinny of it. What this article is really talking about, human beings could become extinct because the Y chromosome, they're saying that the Y chromosome is becoming less. There's less Y chromosomes. So listen, is it X and Y? It's X and Y. The X is the female, and the Y chromosome is the male. So what they're saying is if the Y chromosomes are being depleted from the human race, that means what? We're going to become extinct. You can't have no baby without no man. Now, listen, unless they come up with something else. I don't know what they're trying to get at up in here. So listen. Let me get some music on for you. Listen, I got to play my man, Judah Lyon. Oh, my gosh. Listen, this is the artist to pay attention to. Judah Lyon, I'm not saying that just because I manage him. Listen, I have teamed up with Judah Lyon, so I am his manager. I am Judah Lyon's manager. I'm not saying it just because we've teamed up and we're working together, but he is the person to keep your eye on. Independent artist Judah Lyon, you want to keep your eye on what he is doing. He is turning out and cranking out some music that is phenomenal, and he's being signed with Re73 Records, We73. Listen, and We73 don't play around. When they sign somebody, they don't sign no junk. They do not sign junk. They sign the real deal, up in here. So listen, the name of the song that I'm going to play is called Intentions. I want you guys to check it out. Then I'm going to come back with some more information. Mm-hmm. You want to stay tuned. Y'all check this out. It's Intentions.
Wherever your intention, keep your eyes open wide. Don't let your heart be broken. Be broken in the ocean, in the sea of deception. Hold on to conviction. Wherever your intention,
watch your back, be cautious with the schemes. Intentions can't be hidden, not always what they seem. In the world full of wolves, wearing sheep's attire, stand on your toes, don't get caught up in the fire. Yeah, not everyone's a friend, everyone's a foe. Some smile on your face behind they go. Gotta read between the lines, trust your intuition. Don't be a victim, someone twisted and missing. Stay on your mission.
Wherever your intention, wherever your intention, keep your eyes open wide. Don't let your heart be broken. Be broken in the ocean, in the sea of deception. Hold on to conviction. Wherever your intentions,
it's all about intentions, the drive within the soul, setting goals, reaching height, ascension, aiming for the road, for the goal, manifesting dreams, ain't what it seems, making them whole, reaching dreams, intention, guiding soul, don't lose control, like a fiend to fix a bag and pull the trick, watch them fix, watch them switch, intention, fuel, feeding the fire, watch the pitch, keep them burning bright, intentions must be fueled, like a burning light, I'm shining bright, I'm better through this life, I'm setting sight on desires, yeah, intentions lift this fire, taking higher and higher, setting goals, a blaze of fire, wire, pure intentions, it's pure, like a choir is dire, I'm pure intentions in the soul, shaping all the flow, defining all you know, round and round we go, staying focused on the goal, pushing through with fire with the heart, let intentions be the start, guiding in the light and letting it spark, let my salvation be my rock, pure intentions.
Wherever your intention,
All right, that is Judah, Judah Lyon. Beware of your intentions. Listen, everyone does not have good intentions. They really don't. They do not have good intentions. Let me tell you something. Another article just came back. I got to dial it down a little bit. Y'all know a lot turns up, you know, pretty much all the time. You know, my shift, my energy is always turned up for the good and for the best and for the greater good, right? So listen, but let me dial it down just a little bit. Everyone's intention is not always pure, and that's why we have a lot that's going on. And what Judah Lyon is talking about in the song is intentions. We got to make sure that our focus and our intentions is based on the right thing. You got to have the right intentions. That's why you do see a lot of things that's going on in the news. People do not have the right intentions. But listen, when you have the wrong intentions, it is going to be caught and it's going to become uncovered, right? It's going to be exposed, right? It's going to be exposed. This is why we see so many different things that's going on, not only in food. I'm going to tell you about another story that's coming up about food. Not only in the food industry, when it comes to banking, all different, every market is going to be exposed because people have the wrong intention. And guess what? The bottom line, in some instances, is about money. People are trying to hurry up and get their product out into the marketplace so that they can collect and make, you know, the money off of it. So listen, let me tell you something. A vegan bakery, I'm looking at this from Women's Health. Women's Health, this is not a pre-recorded show, it's live. This is coming from an article that was written for Women's Health. A vegan bakery was exposed for buying and reselling Dunkin' Donuts to customers, right? This was written a day ago, just yesterday. Now, wasn't Sam Hill? To me, it screams they're in a hurry to put out what they're putting out so they can make the sales. But listen, you are deceiving people, which is just totally wrong, totally wrong. How are you going to buy Dunkin' Donuts and then sell it, take it to a vegan bakery and sell it off and pass it off as a vegan donut? Are you kidding me up in here? Now, let me see. So a Long Island baker was exposed for allegedly passing off Dunkin' Donuts as her own. She also claimed that her donuts were vegan and gluten-free when, of course, they were not. A vegan grocery store revealed the controversy after receiving a box of suspicious baked goods. Food allergies and intolerances are serious. You probably didn't need me to tell you that, but, you know, who does need to hear that? A baker on Long Island who allegedly was passing off Dunkin' Donuts as her own creation and claiming they're vegan. That is so wrong on so many different levels when they're obviously not. So what was she thinking? You know, she just went and bought Dunkin' Donuts, marked up the prices, right? She had to do an increase on the prices, and she made the money and saying they're vegan. Did she think people were not going to get? Listen, let me tell you something. People that are vegans, right, they're going to know the difference. They're going to look at it, and they're going to know the taste difference. That's on the real. So listen, you do not want to do that. She was trying to make her money and make her turnover real fast. I don't know if she didn't have ran short on time to make her donuts or whatever happened, but you don't go back. You know, if you're going to try to buy some donuts from somebody else to say it's vegan, wouldn't you at least go to a shop that had the real deal, that had the real vegan donuts? Why wouldn't that family here, would you go to Dunkin' Donuts? Y'all know Dunkin' Donuts don't taste nowhere near like a vegan donut or muffin. Everybody know that. Why would you do that? You would at least, look, use some common sense. At least you would go to a shop that's actually selling vegan products, right? Goodness. So listen, you know, it's so many different things. And listen, I'm pretty much out of time. I got to get up out of here. But let me tell you something. Keep your eyes wide open. Keep your eyes wide open when it comes to food, when it comes to your water. I can't say this enough. I keep thinking about Patriot. Let me tell you guys, make sure that you have enough products on hand, because you really don't know where this thing is going. But people who are studies and students of the Word of God, they know where it is going, right? And they understand why there are so many recalls. So listen, it's almost like we are having an emergency. We are having a state of emergency before it's even being announced. It's a state of emergency before it is being announced and hitting the news. So listen, get ahead of it. Let me tell you this is the most serious thing I have said in a very long time. Get ahead and be prepared for what's coming down. Let me tell you something. Have you heard the word power outages? There's going to be more power outages in different states everywhere, and it's going to be bouncing from one state to another. Oh, God. So listen, I didn't mean that go that way, but listen, it's going to bounce from one state to another. It may bounce in Michigan. Their power may go down for a couple of hours, may go out for a day, and guess what? The power will come back up, and guess what's going to happen? It's going to go down in Ohio. Now, I'm just saying. I'm not saying it's going to happen in that state order, but this is an example of what you can expect to see. A power outage that's going to bounce from different state to different states. It's going to be like it's almost like you're playing checkers. You know how you play checkers on the board and you take your little checkers and you play tic-tac-toe or whatever on the checkerboard? That is what it's going to be like. It's going to be making moves from state to state. It might go down in Michigan, come back up. It go down in Ohio, come back up. It may go down in Mississippi, right, for a day or two, come back up. And then guess what? It's going to go down in Detroit. So listen, I'm just telling you what you can expect to see. You're going to see more contaminants in the water, things like lead, things like copper. The water is already contaminated, but we can drink it, right, because it passes regulation. But listen, it's going to come to a time where it's going to be caught that there's more contaminants in the water than people really realize. So listen, let me tell you something. Get ahead of this thing. Get ahead of it. I want you to take a look at My Patriot Supply. I'm giving you a state emergency before the state emergency. So listen, there is going to be shortages. It's going to be almost like COVID-19 all over again without the COVID. Oh my God, I didn't just say that, but yes, I did. It's almost going to be like, you remember what COVID-19, well, nobody can forget what COVID-19 was like. When you go in the grocery store, you can't find toilet paper, you can't find this and you can't find that, right? And why I'm saying it's going to be a state of emergency, we're already seeing it right now with the cost of groceries going up. Some people can't afford to buy groceries like they need to or they want to because the prices are shooting way up. Well, guess what? It's not going to stop there. Guess what's going on in the market when it comes to the beef and the cattle? Guess what's going on? Cattle, beef, meat. Do you hear me what I'm saying up in here? And with the pigs and the chicken, there is things that's going on that you don't understand and know about. And with the wheat. Now, let me tell you something. My Patriot Supply, this is a great place to stock up on what you need. It is a trusted place. So listen, I would do this. I really would. I would do this. And listen. My Patriot Supply, it is great to have things in your home just in case there's an emergency. This food, from what I understand, tastes very well. Now, listen, I used to work for this company, not directly, but I used to take a lot of calls for this company. And from what I understand, the customers talk about how great the food tastes, and you really can't tell the difference. So, listen, this company has some really great supplies, and I wouldn't be saying this if I'm not serious. I'm really serious. So, listen, My Patriot Supply is the place to get your stock up for emergencies, right? Stock up for your emergencies. They have great tasting food, and so you do. You want to be able to have your things stocked up, and guess what? They are reasonably priced. It is reasonably priced. Some of the best selling emergency products, you can get it from My Patriot Supply. And they also have the water filtration system. You need that. You really need that. All right, so listen, I'm pretty much out of time. I got to get on up out of here, but guess what? I get to do this all over again on tomorrow.
In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city, it is peace, love, and